Hello and welcome to the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble. I've been celebrating students and staff on social media since 2014. I'm in the trenches with you, and I know it's not an easy task. So if you're responsible for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more for a K-12 school district, you are in the right spot. You're going to lean in and learn some simple, actionable tips to help you reach even more people. And that's all going to happen while keeping your sanity. So let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the podcast. It's Andrea Gribble, and I'm super excited because today you're going to meet my friend Matthew Jennings. He is with Peach Jar. He does a lot of kooky things on social media. You're going to want to follow some of what Peach Jar does. We're going to talk about the importance of social media, how he got into his role, which he's only been there a year, which I still can't believe, because he's done a lot of really, really cool things to help Peach Jar really celebrate and connect with schools. And he's adding a ton of value. So you are really going to enjoy this episode. You're also going to get a link to a couple more resources that would be really valuable to check out that will make your job easier. And when you talk about making your job easier, you guys hang out with me every week, hopefully on this podcast. The one spot that I spend even more time in is inside my membership community. And we are about to start up our annual run through of social media bootcamp. We really go through the basics of a social media system and getting the right policies in place, and then the proper storytelling techniques and graphics and analytics and all of the things we go through in a 4-week series that gives you some accountability. There's always things that you're going to have to work on. So even if you have done this before, it's helpful to go through it again because you're like, okay, now what do I need to take my system to the next level? You can jump in. Our annual membership is $795. It's for a whole year. All the support, weekly support, Canva templates, trainings like this bootcamp, Instagram challenges, other challenges that are going to help push your storytelling techniques and abilities to the next level. You guys, if you like hanging out with me, you're going to love the membership group. So check it out now. Over on my website, socialschoolforedu.com. We've also got more information in the show notes. But now let's get to today's K-12 PR tip. All right, today's K-12 PR tip is all about some ChatGPT prompts or some AI prompts for school communicators. We actually have a list of 26 prompts that you should check out. But today I want to just share 5 quick prompts that you could use to make your job easier. Number one, draft 10 compelling email subject line options for an email that contains back to school information for blank. The audience is whatever grade level, parents and families. Okay. So you can fill in any topic. Maybe now, this time of year, it's about, you know, Thanksgiving break or winter break or upcoming parent teacher conferences. You could draft some email subject lines that are going to get people to actually open your email. Okay, number two, write a 1-minute script for a social media video that invites the community to attend our middle school musical, The Sound of Music. The tone should be upbeat, excited, and fun, right in the first person we. Simple. So what do you got to invite people into? Have it help write a video script for it. Number three, write a short, fun, and interactive social media question that encourages meaningful engagement on our school's Facebook page. Yes, AI, ChatGPT can actually help you come up with good questions. Number four, brainstorm 10 Instagram Reels video ideas. Give me ideas that will appeal to our high school sports fans or whatever audience you want, okay? It's going to give you and spit you out some Instagram reel ideas. Okay. And number five, create a fact-based holding statement that addresses a school lockdown for someone suspicious in the area. You guys, we all get faced. We're going to talk about it a little bit today with crisis situations. Let ChatGPT, let AI be your friend. I've got 26 more of these ideas on my blog. You never have to miss a blog, publication. That's what it's called. A blog publication. If you sign up for my free newsletter, which you can do right here in the show notes, sign up or jump over to socialschool4edu.com. Now, let me introduce you to my highly energetic and fun friend, Matthew Jennings. Hello, Matthew. How are you today?
I am absolutely fantastic. Stoked to be here with you.
It's the tables have turned because you've interviewed me on a couple different podcasts. And today we've got Matthew Jennings from Peach Jar. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be like, oh, I recognize that guy. He's incredible. He's an incredible advocate for education. And today we're just going to talk about all the things. So why don't you introduce yourself, Matthew? Tell me a little bit about your background, and then we'll jump into Peach Jar, all the stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. So I was going into my 18th year in public education, huge advocate, huge fan of school communicators across the country, and whatever that role looks like. I know we have a lot of superintendents that fill that role, or administrative assistants, or, you know, some districts are blessed to have a professional communications team on staff. So really huge advocate of that. I did that for a long time, worked in three school districts out in California, and then Peach Jar stole me away. A company that I had admired for a long time anyway. I was one of their biggest clients way back in, I think it was 2014, when I adopted Peach Jar at Newport Mesa. And it just started a very long relationship over, you know, 10 years. And I'm a huge supporter of everything that they're doing. But yeah, now I'm very lucky. In my role, I get to basically travel around the country and lift up the voices of school communicators around the nation and tell their story and tell their wins and their successes and provide professional development back out to the world for free, which has been a lot of fun.
How long have you been at Peach Jar now?
So I've only been at Peach Jar 1 year, almost 1 year exactly. Yeah, which is really crazy. Started in August. So we're at the tail end of August. It started August 1st, 1 year ago. Already I've made, I don't know, maybe even 100 shorts for, you know, we launched the YouTube channel. We've got social media on fire. We have a really phenomenal marketing team at Peach Jar. Really just the depth of experience is incredible. A lot of passion. And yeah, I've got 30 something long format professional videos filmed at this point. We've only posted a couple. One with you has done really, really well, in fact. So we've got a lot in the wings that haven't been released yet. And I'm recording even more. I'm filming next week in Colorado, 4 videos. And then next month in Kansas, another 4 or 5 videos with communicators. And I'm just excited.
That's incredible. I didn't realize you had only been with Peach Jar for a year. So when you were inside of a district, what was your role inside the district?
So started off, actually, I mean, what's crazy is I started as a noon duty aide 18 years ago, and I'm working on the playground doing noon duty, and I just fell in love with it, started teaching after school classes. I was the front office manager at a couple of high schools. I worked in education technology and then school communications, and I did school comms for 12 or 13 years, something like that. Communication specialist and then a director of communications for 2 large school districts. So all the school communicator stuff. And in fact, in each district, I was a one person shop, and each district while I was there, I was able to advocate expansion. And so now Newport Mesa, I think, has 4. I left my Oceanside Unified with 3 and then left Tustin with 2. So really awesome. So I'm really excited to advocate for more because we can't have enough school communicators. And in the state of California, it's not as supported as it is in other places. And you talk to teams in Florida or teams in Texas, and those districts have 4 or 5, even 20 or 30 people under their communications departments. And, you know, when you're talking about districts the same sizes that we have out in California, and we're lucky to have 1, it's just not enough.
Yeah. Are you originally from California?
I'm not from Kansas.
Okay.
Born and raised. Yeah. Born and raised Wichita, Kansas, which is one of the districts I'm hoping to connect with in October to do some videos with. Special place in my heart for Wichita. So shout out to Wichita, Wendy, and the team out there. But yeah, Wichita, Kansas, actually moved out to California. Had a band at the time that had a record, possible record deal. And so we packed up shop and moved out here, and it's been a wild ride ever since.
That is cool. You were in a band.
Yeah.
What did you do in the band?
I was the rhythm guitar player and kind of backup keyboardist. We didn't have a keyboard player, so I played some keyboards, but primarily rhythm guitar. We had a really phenomenal lead guitar player and a really phenomenal singer who I just heard from yesterday. We want to start collaborating on some stuff again. So looking forward to that collaboration, because her name is Rachel and she's just an incredible artist and musician, and hope to collaborate with her a little bit more and see what we can maybe put together here in the future.
That's cool. So now you guys know why I really like hanging around with Matthew. He likes music. I of course love music. He has a passion for education. He's got a lot of experience. So for folks that are tuning in and they don't know what Peach Jar does or what they offer, can you explain it?
Yeah. And I'm actually really happy that you asked that, because we are doing some really incredible stuff behind the scenes. So if you do know what Peach Jar is, don't tune me out, because you're going to realize quickly that actually maybe you didn't know really everything that we were doing. But if you don't know, we really streamline and make the process a lot more efficient for delivering community enrichment information and school and district information to families. We work in partnership with your, you know, mass notification system. And so when you have, you know, coding or tutoring flyers, or, you know, those staff discount things that you need to get out to staff out there, or you have a back to school night, anytime you're sending flyers out or your community is sending flyers out, instead of stuffing them in backpacks or sending out the paper, or feel really bad for the people that, and I was doing this, like take the flyers, digitize them, and then uploaded them some district website and you hope parents go see it and they never do. We take all of that, make it really easy and efficient for like a PIO to just go in each week and see all the flyers that are in there for their approval and just say yes or no. And it's all automated and happens for them. But what's really incredible is the work that we're doing behind the scenes. We have started leaning into some really fantastic national partnerships to bring national resources to bear in local communities. There's one campaign, for example, that we're working with at the national level, like government agencies, and they're going to give us a toolkit that families and parents and guardians through Peach Jar will have access to, a toolkit that will allow them to have more regular conversations with their students about how they're feeling and what they're thinking. Giving parents the knowledge and information needed to have those deeper conversations on a regular basis will help, hopefully, you know, avert crisis, avert suicide ideation or drug use or attendance issues. And so what we're focused on right now are these really big, hard-hitting things at the national level that will help districts and schools have better attendance rates, have better graduation rates, have better grades. You know, students just more successful outside of school or more successful inside of school. And that's really our big push right now.
Okay, that's awesome. So your job at Peach Jar is really to help make the school communicator job easier.
Yep, that's one of them.
And what is the cost then to a school to be able to utilize Peach Jar, if you can share that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's kind of tailored for each district. So it really depends on a couple of factors, you know, how large your district is. You know, for some of our really small districts, we have some really unique plans for them, so that, you know, community orgs are, you know, there's not as many resources there. So we try to bring in some assistance there as far as pricing goes, because we know there's not a lot of budget in our smaller districts. They're really fighting for every dollar. I mean, really all of public education is, of course, sure. But we just know that our rural and small districts really don't have a lot of funds. So bottom line is, we will work with anyone and their budget. And so really, truly, every plan is about tailored specifically for that district and is different, because we fully believe in the value of providing these opportunities for students. You know, there's an interesting stat that Mike, the owner, shares. You know, kids are awake for about 5,000 hours, waking hours, about 5,000 hours, 4,000 of those hours are outside of school.
Right.
And so what students do in those 4,000 hours are critical to their success, just not just in school, but in life, period. And so we are the vehicle to providing access to those enrichment opportunities in that 4,000 hours that they're not in school. And so as a result of that, we will work with anybody's budget, any district, tailor a plan, whatever it is we need to do so that their families and students and community is connected. And that's where we're different too than like your mass notification system. I should say that in that, you know, keep your mass notification system specific to your students and child's academic day and use differentiated strategic communication like your social media feeds, PHR, to get the information out that you need to from those other areas so that when a parent gets something from the principal or the superintendent, they know that that's related to their child's academic experience. And when you see something on social media, you know that's going to be different. When you see a flyer come through on PHR, you know that that's going to be different.
Yeah. So you have a passion, I think, for social media, and you've definitely done that. Wait, why do you love social media in school so much?
Well, you know what's funny is of course, over the past couple of years, I've definitely gone through a roller coaster. I would say there's been moments where it's more of a love-hate relationship, right? Coming through the pandemic and different things, there were some struggles, and I certainly changed my strategy on social media at my districts as a result. But I love it because it gives parents, guardians, and the greater community access to what's happening inside the walls of a classroom. Because otherwise, they just don't have access to that. And it's especially critical, like your district, maybe you have a political issue or you have a bond up. If you aren't giving your community access to the programs, services, the resources, and the value that you bring, they just have no idea. And so when you're asking maybe voters to take action on something, why would they if they have no idea what those dollars are going to be used for or what's happening there? And social media is a phenomenal way to connect the community, making sure you're out there with, you know, the Rotaries and the Chambers of Commerce and all the other people. You're getting everybody is involved into your feeds as you can. Get out there, meet with the public groups, get them to follow your social media accounts because it's a great way to keep people connected. And then the flip side of that is it's a critical avenue of communication in the event of a crisis or emergency. And so there's really kind of two things there for me. One, it's a really great window into what we're doing. And then two, it's going to be one of the easiest ways as a communicator for me to communicate very quickly and effectively and efficiently during times of crisis and emergency.
Okay. Yeah. And just frankly, people are on social media.
That's where they are.
I think 70% of adults, U.S. adults, are on Facebook. They're certainly on other channels as well, but it's important to be there. But, you know, PHR offers something else, and we both agree wholeheartedly that, you know, these flyers aren't necessarily getting to very many people on social media because there's not a lot of engagement. Yeah. So talk to me about the need of schools to have a platform like yours for those, you know, flyers and, you know, extracurricular type things versus just posting them on social media. Cause they might be like, well, Andrea, I can just put that out on Facebook or put that out on Instagram.
So true. It's so true. And it goes back to, you know, it was funny. I think it was Jennifer Jerico and I were talking about, yeah, it sure was. We were talking about in St. Louis, in a video that we did together about communications audits. And we were talking about social media and how, you know, a picture, you have a video of students on social media, you're going to get really good engagement. You have a video of like animals on social media, really good engagement. If you have a video of like kids with animals, like the engagement's huge. Then you put out a flyer about, you know, state of the district or something, and you get like three people that like it, you know, and your last post had 1700 people like it, you know, 80 shares. And that's the difference, really, is that it seems like such an intuitive thing to do. Like, oh yeah, I'll just put this out on social because you have the experience of putting things on social that do so well. You just think, oh, I'll put that out on social, but it really isn't great. And the way the algorithm works, and it's such a mysterious thing, you don't want to do anything on social that is not going to help you. What I do know talking to somebody at Facebook once is that the algorithm really looks for like a couple of key things. And when you post something, if there's really quick interaction on that, like if you have a kids at a petting zoo, that's going to get really quick interaction. The algorithm is like, oh, well, this is interesting to people. So more of these followers need to see this. If you post something out there and it's not getting a lot of hits or a lot of interaction, the algorithm just thinks, oh, well, this is not as relevant. And you might have 10,000 followers, but only 300 people actually see it because that's how the algorithm works. Whereas if you had a post that was getting a lot of love and attention, you might be reaching 5,000-7,000 of your followers because the algorithm is feeding it to more people. So that's one of the big things there, and why I really strongly advocate for strategic lines of communication. Your social media is one avenue. Your mass notification system is another, and Peach Jar is another. And yes, there's some crossover there, and there's some things you're going to do, on each one of those. But then there's some real data behind being intentional in the way you use your tools and looking at that data and looking at how people are interacting with the content and what kind of content they're interacting with, which is why it's really important, I think, to have Peach Jar, because it is a place where you can share these extracurricular stuff. And for me, one of the things I loved about it as a PIO, I always got calls from like the Angels Stadium or some organization that's like, hey, we'll give your staff, all your teachers, 50% off on Friday. And I just never felt good putting that through district email, because when staff gets an email from me as, a direct report to the superintendent, they think that's important. And so here I am sharing this thing about like discounted tickets for the Angels baseball game. And I can burn that line of communication really quickly and make it less effective and less important. In fact, I did have data from a district where over a significant percentage, overwhelming majority of staff had muted the PIO's emails because they didn't find them effective. And so that's crazy. So I'm really careful not to burn that line. And so Peach Jar was great because I get one of those staff discount flyers and I can put it out through Peach Jar to staff, and the staff that want to receive those do, and the staff that don't can opt out. But I think nationally we have less than a 1% opt-out rate at Peach Jar. So we're reaching a lot of people. We have over 12 million parents nationwide that subscribe to Peach Jar emails. So we have a pretty big reach.
Is it based on what school district that you're part of or what region you're a part of? How does it, if I'm a parent and I do sign up to get content from Peach Jar, is it only through the district then, or?
Yeah, that's really cool. Right now, the way it works is that when a district goes live with Peach Jar, we actually connect with the student information system. And so it just happens naturally and automatically that parents start receiving emails. And of course, we work with the school district. We've obviously not new to the rodeo. We've been doing this for a long time. And so we have template messaging. We have example board policies. We have sample websites, sample website messaging. And we work with the district really closely through a team that's assigned to each district. And basically they become like friends, and they're assigned to the districts for like life. And we work really closely through that rollout process and communicate through the district with their community orgs, with all the parents, with all the staff, helping get stuff out on the website. So it's all just kind of this really nice package that makes it as easy as possible for somebody to roll Peach Jar out. And then parents know, oh, I'm going to start receiving these emails, and this is what's going to be kind of the content that's going to be shared there. And then we have scheduled distribution, which is awesome. So as a PIO, you can go in every Wednesday and just approve all the flyers you have, but then you set up as the owner of the Peach Jar account at the district level when those emails go out. So maybe your Peach Jar emails go out every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:00. Your parents know every Tuesday at 5:00, they're going to get all the enrichment flyers for the community and the school and district. And then it's really intelligent in that parents, if they have multiple kids at multiple schools, they get one email that week at that time with all the flyers pertinent to their kids, and it lays it out at what school it's from and everything. So it's really the thing that we want to avoid is, and we heard this, which you probably heard this, like there were a few years back, we weren't communicating enough. And now we're hearing too much, too much, too much. In fact, I saw a joke yesterday on social. It was a parent posting a help wanted ad for somebody to come in and help filter all the communication coming from their child's school. I'm going to make a short of my own based on that theme, but that's so true. And so for us, and I know other mass notification systems, other partners that we have out there in the community are trying to do the same thing as well, which is how can we provide information to community, the families, the parents, guardians, in a way that's not overwhelming and easy to come back to. And that's been one of our primary focuses. And I think we do it really well.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've got 6 kids, just 2 of them left in high school at 2 different high schools, of course, even in 2 different states. But it's hard to keep up with everything. But like you said, you can start to tune stuff out. If you're just relying on social media, you're relying on the algorithm. So then you might, you know, people saying, I didn't know about this. And sometimes even if you do tell them in the right way, they're so overwhelmed that they didn't see it. And so you just brought up a lot of points, and everybody who's in school communication, is everything you're saying, they're like, yep. But there's tools that you have that make it easier. How long has Peach Jar been around? Do you know when they started?
Let's see. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary. So I think it's 11 years at this point.
Okay. And then how many schools do you serve? You talked about how many kind of parents you touch. Do you know how many school districts you're in?
We're over 900 districts. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't have the exact school count now off the top of my head, but it's significant.
And it's all over the country, right?
All over the, yeah, we're nationwide. There are a couple of states where we don't have much. There are essentially one out of every four parents in the United States are receiving Peach Jar emails.
Okay.
So it's pretty amazing to think this small little tech company with, like, you know, handful of employees, it has such a reach and an impact like we do. That's one of the other reasons I really was happy to join Peach Jar. I really believe in the mission that the company serves. And, you know, not to be like a Peach Jar shill, but you know how it is, Andrea, when you leave like where you're at, and I was really happy with what I was doing, you know, and the work I was in at CalSPRA, the California chapter, I loved that work, and just comms in general. It was just a lot of fun. So it was not an easy decision. And you never really know what you're getting into, right? But I was in the first leadership meeting and with Peach Jar, and it was just like the really great executive cabinet teams I worked with at the district. Literally every decision is based on what's best for kids and families. And that was so clear the very first leadership meeting I was in. And I felt like this huge relief, like, all right, I landed in a good spot. This is okay. They're doing things for the right reason. It was all real. They weren't just telling me a story. This is really how it is. And it's been like that ever since for the past year. What's best for families, what's best for the community. And they're making changes to make sure it keeps that way. So,
yeah. Well, I love your personality and how comfortable you are with trying new things out on social media. I think you've done a lot of unique things with Peach Jar. I watched you do a little video where you were talking to, what's your little stuffed animal's name?
Yeah, Peachy. Yeah, he sits here on my desk and hangs out.
Okay. And you were having a conversation with Peachy. And, you know, some people out there with, when they're thinking about social media for their school, they're a little bit nervous. They're just a little bit like so worried about being perfect. What kind of advice do you have just after, you know, a year of doing this in kind of the sector that serves schools? Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of takeaways do you have to share with us?
Well, that's awesome. I love that question. And actually, what's funny is I do get that almost weekly from people that just pop up out of nowhere. I would say first and foremost, don't worry about being polished. Don't worry about being perfect. Just get the content out there. In fact, what we've found in the corporate side of the world is that the more polished and perfect you are, the more it comes off as an advertisement or a commercial or weird. Have fun with it. Keep social. That's what's been interesting for us, is that the posts, like I did a time travel video. I did some Pirates Day thing. Pirates Day is coming back up. Yeah, the video with Peachy, like those videos perform thousands of percent better than just like our informational posts. And they get thousands and thousands and thousands of views, which just goes back to show you, like what we were kind of talking about earlier, like just keep social, keep it fun, make it a window to your personality and your district's programs and services and what makes you unique. And I think that's what Peach Jar keeps asking me to do, like keep making the fun videos. That's us. That's what we want. That's what we want to be. That's what we want people to know. We're friends. We're here to have fun. We're here to help. So yeah, my big thing is don't worry about being polished. Just get out there and do it.
And the really good thing for branding for you guys is peach beer is really in now.
Is it? Oh man. Okay. I've got to check this out.
So there's all these peach flavored beers, and I don't even, honestly, I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like, but I don't really like peaches, but peach beer, and I'm from Wisconsin. So, I mean, it is a good thing. So I love it. And I love peachy. Can you buy peachy? Like, do you have that for sale or not?
We don't have Peachy for sale, but Peachy is not a he or anything, but Peachy is coming to every conference. So we are giving Peachies away. Inspra was our first time.
Okay.
So we had, I don't know, like 150 Peachies or something there, and they were gone within like an hour. So Inspra is a big conference, but Peachy will be traveling around with us to all the conferences as far as we
are. Okay. Hold up Peachy one more time. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see Peachy. I don't know what they're called, and this is really bad, but my girls are like collecting these stuffed animals that look just like that. So these are like kind of a big deal if you wanted to get one of these, right?
Yeah, stuffies. Yeah, they're fun. They're fun. And they're great. Yeah, we'll have them. Definitely stop by and see us. We love to the thing about it is too, a lot like you, when you see us at conferences, Peach Jar is either one of those things that like fits or it doesn't. We know it fits because we know if you're not doing this, that you're doing something that's just more difficult and time consuming. So it's okay. But like some people come to us and, you know, they're just not ready to make the change or whatever that is. Just know that if you want to come get a Peachy, you do that. And you're not going to have to like get away from the booth with us around your ankle. We're actually one of the more fun crews. If you don't know the Peach Jar team, they're a lot of fun. We actually had several people come up to us at Inspra and just comment on how we seem to be friends, because we really are. Like the whole Peach Jar team, there were six of us at Inspra, and we just genuinely enjoy each other. Like there was one night we stole away, just had dinner together. Like we just love to be together. We're happy to be together. And so just know that if you see us at conferences, come up and see us. We're not going to be beating you up.
And they're super fun to hang out with too. I've done that. And we helped host the karaoke party this year at Enspro, which was super fun. Okay. It was.
California got robbed. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I didn't have to judge this year. So I was really happy with that. So you also have a podcast, which I've been on. Mm-hmm. Matthew, tell me a little bit about your podcast.
Yeah, School PR Podcast with Ryan Ferran, Arcadia Unified, and I. It's really phenomenal. Ryan started it some time ago, and I recently joined as a co-host. And we just talk about, you know, the hot topics of the day. We do have some stuff planned out where we're just going to have friends of ours around the nation come on, like yourself, and talk about things that are important and critical to them to share their thoughts in professional development. We just did one on the tropical storm that hit California. It did do some devastation inland of here in our desert areas, which just don't get a lot of rain. But there was a lot of hype around it. And as a result, some districts, including the largest in the country, shut down their first day of school because of the rain. And it turned out to be just some rain, you know, where the rest of the country is probably like, really, California? So Ryan and I did a podcast that day on just like, hey, what does it take? What does it mean when you shut down a school district, a first day of school? Like, what are the considerations you have to have, and lunches and grab and goes and curriculum and all the things? And so we try to keep it pretty relevant. We try to put one out a week.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, definitely subscribe. I've gotten to hang out on that show a couple times. Mm-hmm. Ryan, we also had a guest just recently on this show. And so for the second time he was on. So I hang out with some really, really cool people. So as we just kind of wrap up, what would you say is your best social media tip?
Don't stretch yourself too thin. Okay. Choose your level of pain, right? So look at the data. You mentioned it already. Facebook's still my number one. You know, look at the data. You don't have to be on Facebook and X. I was going to say Twitter, X. You know, that's a whole nother conversation. You know, you don't have to be on every single one out there, but look at where your audience is going to be. Look at the information and the data you have right now. Facebook, as far as I know, I looked several months back, is still the most predominantly used platform for people that are you know, parents. Don't be afraid also to boost posts out there, like on Facebook, for example. I've seen really great results with that, and I've actually met with several of the districts. We'll all have a video coming out on Peach Jar Extra Credit with St. Louis Public Schools and their team, and we talk specifically about, you know, paying. Billboards, advertising, magazines, newspapers, radio and television ads, and boosting on social media. We talk basically everything. because they're seeing a lot of success in those spaces. And one of them is boosting posts. I've also seen that. So don't be afraid to spend a little money. I know it's probably like, I'm really stepping into Andrea's world here, but it doesn't take a lot to get a, you know, maybe a Kinder registration out there and boost that in your community. You're going to reach, you know, maybe thousands of people that you didn't before. And it might cost you, you know, a couple hundred bucks at the most. So it's worth it. So those are my things. Choose your level of pain. Don't be afraid to boost. Don't be afraid to put a little budget behind it.
Awesome. Yeah. If you're going to spend money to, like, let's just say mail out a flyer, like print it out and mail it, the cost of that is way more than what you might pay to boost something to get it out there. And then you mentioned your Peach Jar Extra Credit show. I'll make sure to put a link to that in the show notes as well that people can check that out. Peach Jar is always doing cool stuff. Definitely talk with them at the next conference that you are at. What's the best way to stay connected to you, Matthew Jennings?
Yeah, follow us on social media for sure. So you can go to Peach Jar and just follow us on any one of our social platforms. You can also email me anytime. I'm just mejennings. So mejennings, pr@gmail.com. I actually get a lot of emails from people that just find something on social or something I said on social. We have a whole, on our like Facebook channel, we have a whole series of videos on taking better photos. So as it relates to social media, you know, I did a whole series on photo tips. I'm right in the middle right now. I'm doing a whole series on video tips. Because we know photos are worth 1,000 words, videos are even better than photos on social media. And then I'm going to segue into a whole series on just some basic video editing. And we're doing these shorts come out, once a week. So, definitely stay tuned there and never hesitate to reach out to me directly. I'm talking to 3 or 4 other districts right now on just questions about doing voiceovers. There's questions on how do I do B-roll? There's questions on how do I use the Canva template you were talking about to put a video in there and then put that on social. So I'm happy to talk through any of that. You know, that all that costs is a little time on my end. And then I have a friend for life and somebody to go stay with when I'm traveling through their state. So I'm happy to do it.
Well, you got a spot up in Wisconsin.
I love it.
We'll drink some peach beer and just hang out. Matthew, you're doing such a great job at really adding a lot of value into those roles that you used to fill. You're bringing a lot to us. So keep it up. And thanks so much for hanging out with me today.
Thank you for having me. This has been a real honor. I've listened to the podcast many times. So I just always love hanging out with you anyway. So I just appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Oh my goodness. That's it for this week's episode. I hope you learned a lot. And if you did, pass it on to others who might need to hear it too. And would you leave me a review? I would love a podcast review. Now, if you want to become a powerful social media storyteller for your school, grab your copy of my book. I poured my heart and soul into this thing. It's called Social Media for Schools, Proven Storytelling Strategies and Ideas to Celebrate Your Students and Staff While Keeping Your Sanity. You can find out more at socialschoolforedu.com. See you next week.